Oh, you think for yourself? We like that around here. This is American Viewpoints with Mike Ferguson.
There's a lot in the news right now with Donald Trump using, as part of his presidential prerogative, the threat of or the use of tariffs to get policy outcomes or trade agreements or, in some cases, actual things done regarding illegal immigration, dealing with Colombia and places like that. But one of the things that I'm noticing is that when we're talking about tariffs, it's become one of those common terms that a lot of people are throwing around. And I'm sensing that there are some people who don't actually realize what the process is or what those actually do. This is not a discussion about Donald Trump we're about to have, but just about one of the tools that's now in the news and in the headlines right now. I'm Mike Ferguson. Thank you for staying with us here on American Viewpoints. I am now joined by Mark Huffman from our friends at consumeraffairs.com, where he's a reporter there. And Mark, I wanted to get you back on the program. First of all, it's been too long. Secondly, the blog post that you put up the other day, Procter & Gamble says tariffs would likely raise prices for some consumer items. Now, that's a fairly mild headline that just gives a kind of a reality. You increase the cost of business and things are going to go up a little bit. But I want to get in a little bit to what Procter & Gamble is pointing out, one of the biggest manufacturers and distributors of household goods in the country. When they make that statement, what is it that they're wanting customers and, by default, I suspect policymakers, to know about the use of tariffs when it comes to economic or other political policy?
Well, they obviously there's economic fallout on producers, but not always. It's not exactly a binary thing. A 10% tariff does not always translate into a 10% price increase. And I just thought Andre Schulten, the chief financial officer at Procter & Gamble, he was on a conference call with reporters talking about their fourth quarter earnings. And obviously the question came up, well, what about Trump's tariffs? What is this going to do to your prices? And he's like, well, it could raise some prices, but he kind of pulled the curtain back about showing how corporations and businesses deal with fluctuations, changes in prices. And long story short, a 10% tariff might not translate into a 10% price increase. I think his quote was, whatever the administration decides to do, we will be able to deal with it. And one of the ways he held out of dealing with it is we could cut our costs. And maybe that would affect profit margins, but probably not that much. So when you're thinking about tariffs, it's not black and white. It's there's a lot of wiggle room in there. At least Procter & Gamble seems to think. And, you know, Procter & Gamble makes all these products, Tide detergent, Gillette razors, Pampers, Head & and we think of these as American products, and they are American products, but most of them are no longer made here. And that's a thing that a lot of people don't realize. And so these products, if they're coming from China, they could be subjected to a tariff.
And there are a lot of economists that I've talked to over the years, Mark, who will say, well, you can apply whatever tariff you want, and one of two things is going to happen. It's going to either restrict the supply, or the consumers are going to end up paying it one way or the other. Is it that black and white, or are there other nuances involved?
I think there's other nuances, because you have to keep in mind, a corporation business, the last thing they want to do is raise their price. And that may sound counterintuitive, like, well, they want to make more money, but they're in competition. They have competition with other companies. And if those products are produced in the United States, they're not going to be subjected to a tariff. And so they could lose market share if they marked up their prices by 10%. So I think there is some wiggle room here.
And when you look at the goal of some of the tariffs, I mean, you mentioned, kind of that hypothetical, a 10% tariff. If the threat becomes 25, 50%, 100% tariff, depending on how the other country is behaving that the president agrees or disagrees with. At some point, does that have more of a wholesale change in the marketplace? It's not necessarily a free market, but at least it's a marketplace at that point. And I know a lot of businesses just want some sort of stability and to know what they're dealing with.
Well, and you have to keep in mind also, Trump is talking about a lot of tariffs, but that doesn't mean he's actually going to do it. In fact, he recently said, you know, I really don't want to put a tariff on China. He's using these, especially when he talks about 25%. That's huge. These are bargaining positions, I think. And these other countries aren't used to that. They don't know how to deal with him, and he's using it as bargaining leverage to get what he wants. And I think what he wants is more manufacturing done in the United States to create more jobs in the United States. I think that's his overall goal.
Yeah, and there's obviously some additional cost to doing that in the United States with a lot of our labor regulations and, you know, prevailing wages and things like that. So at some point, do you risk kind of that fall off bell curve of what's an effective tariff and what's not?
Well, I guess you do. And you just have to, you know, this is not his first rodeo.
Sure.
I think he's got a lot of, you know, in addition to good economic advisors, I think he's just, you know, he has this inner something that he just kind of knows how to do a deal and get what he wants.
Yeah. Are you suggesting he knows the art of the deal?
Kind of, yeah.
We're visiting with Mark Huffman from consumeraffairs.com, where he's a reporter, consumer news reporter for him right there. We've got a minute or so left. So Mark, when we're watching the news, and of course the pundits will have different biases that they're going to report this on, what are the things that we as consumers need to watch for when we hear about the president threatening a tariff or imposing a tariff on something? Because some people want us to, you know, get the flag out and wave it and be excited, and others want us to think that our cost is going to go up and the world is ending. What's the reality that we need to be looking for when this approach is used?
Well, I think one thing is you don't have to buy a particular product in most cases. Pampers, okay, yeah, maybe you need diapers if you have a newborn, but maybe there are competitors to Pampers. I don't know, probably. But that's the thing about basically a consumption tax. You don't have to buy it, and you don't pay the extra if you don't buy it.
All right, and Mark, we want to follow your work at Consumer Affairs. How, and people specifically want to watch what you do, is there a way to be in touch?
Consumeraffairs.com, and click on news. And we cover daily consumer news.
Yep, and a lot of good news out there as well. Mark Huffman from Consumer Affairs, appreciate you being back on. It's good to talk to you again, Mark. Thanks so much.
Good to see you.
And of course, economists and political scientists disagree on the use of tariffs as a political tool. What do you think? You can let me know. I'm on Twitter or X at AVP Radio Show. More American Viewpoints coming your way in just about 2.5 minutes.